Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, welcome back, people. If you're joining us just now, the second hour, it is September 12th, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. We had a great first hour. We had Lee Cochran just got off the phone a minute ago. He spent a segment warning us about the perils of the upcoming vaccines, the forced vaccines, all the junk that's in the vaccines. Lee's really up on that. We'll have to get him again periodically, regularly, to keep us up on that. We also had Ike Baker on, one of our favorite guests. The guy, he is really knowledgeable. He has his opinion on the Constitution. Sam has his opinion. Other people have their opinions. I'm not as up on it as a lot of people, but I kind of come down. I see this. I can see some common ground on both sides. But I will say this. I think the great, and I hate to say I think, it's just my opinion that the great fault that the country is in right now is pretty much two reasons. All the white people in the United States of America, if you go look into the mirror, that's the reason this country is screwed up, because you, me, we have turned our back on God. We have rejected God. We thought we had become God ourselves. Until we do have some type of revival in these here United States, Canada, all the Western countries that were settled mainly were white, European, Christian people, the country is going to continue to go to hell. And I'll wind this up quickly. With all the aliens coming in here to the United States of America and to Canada, all these non-white people coming in, non-Christian people coming in, they're barely drowning us. You know what? By their overwhelming population. Folks, all this is, if you go look in the Bible, if you go look in the Old Testament, it's happened. This ain't the first time it's happened. It happened over and over and over again to ancient Israel. They would screw up. God would put them into, he would bring some more powerful nation in to conquer them. They'd take them into captivity. The Egyptians would pray and pray and pray and ask for forgiveness. They would straighten up. God would release them, and they would do the same thing over and over. It would be repeated over and over again. So that's what right there. I guarantee you, the nation that gets down to pray, I talked about this the first hour. Turn from your wicked ways. Seek to God's face. Repent. Ask God to heal your land. You know, trust Jesus. Recognize his son, his saving blood of Jesus Christ Almighty. That is the only way. We can arm ourselves to the teeth with a constitutional militia. And I am, Lee Cochran on earlier, we were founding members of Oath Keepers here in West Tennessee. And I do believe in a very strong militia. But a very strong militia, if you don't have Christ the King as your Savior, you're going to lose every single time. And as we mentioned earlier, people were getting ready to bring Monica Schaefer on. And we're going to talk about some things we talked about today. We're going to talk about, start off about all things Canada. As you probably remember, we had Monica Schaefer and Miss Berta Voss from Germany. We did almost 6 hours on debunking the so-called Holocaust some months ago. This is Monica's first time. She's been on a sabbatical for quite some time, and we're very glad to have her back on. So how are you doing tonight, Miss Monica, Miss Braveheart Monica?
Thank you, Eddie. I am doing just great. Thanks for having me back on your wonderful show. I would like to just follow right in the footsteps right on what you just said about God. There is a reason why the communists, why the Bolsheviks, why the Jews have tried to destroy God over and over again. You know, in Russia, that's the first thing they did with the so-called Russian Revolution. It was not a Russian Revolution. It was the Bolsheviks, who were predominantly Jewish. They burned down the churches. They killed the priests and nuns by the thousands and thousands. That's their first target why they forbade people to go to church, forbade religion. There is a reason for that. When people lose their faith, they are much more controllable through fear and through demoralization, degeneration. And this is what we're seeing now. And in the protocols, it says the Goyim will become agents of their own destruction. And so you have white people everywhere as agents of our own destruction by inviting in and volunteering to help out all these enemy invaders, basically. That's what's going on. And but, you know, this crazy Corona 666 thing, Corona, the word, adds up to 666. There are six letters in the word Corona. And then through that interesting math, gematria, I think it's called, where each letter has a value based on its placement in the alphabet, A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, etc., the word Corona adds up to 66. So you have the number of letters is 6 and the value 66. You've got 666. What is that? Corona, that's the devil. Anyway, my brother Alfred, he calls it the coronation fest, their crowning thing, which is actually waking people up by the masses. I mean, if this doesn't wake people up, then I don't know what will, but I really do see a lot of people who formerly were still kind of, you know, asleep at the wheel are now saying, wait a minute, nothing makes sense about what they are doing with all their measures of lockdown, the masks, and of course they want to force vaccinate everybody like you just mentioned your previous guest was talking about, and that will be the, you know, our that's the death knell for us. We have to resist this. We absolutely have to fight back. And I'm so glad you're talking about militias. You know, when I was still asleep at the wheel myself, I didn't really understand what that is. It's the people. It's the people who are fighting against corruption, corrupt government. And we do have to be armed and arm ourselves. You know, the countries where they have taken away the arms already, that's where the lockdowns and these absolute draconian measures are the worst. In the countries that we refer to affectionately as down under, you know, Australia and New Zealand, that's where things are absolutely really crazy. But this is what they want to do here. Same craziness as in the province or the state of Victoria. I don't know if they call it a state or a province, but anyway, Melbourne is particularly bad. We've heard lots of stories of what's going on there, and there's violent arrests going on and fines through the roof of people who are simply not wearing masks. And all these mandates, they have no authority over us to force us to put something over our face that impinges our breathing. It is a God-given right to breathe air. Oh, you know, this is anyway, that's my little opening statement here.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Miss Monica, that your last sentence you used before you turned it over to me was that phrase you used was the same phrase you used at your trial. You said if they were to outlaw us breathing, we would definitely defy that law, break that law. But you've mentioned a lot of things. You know, you mentioned churches being torn down, destroyed in the old Soviet Union. You know, that's pretty much what they've done. Virtual, everything's virtual now. Virtual. I refuse to run a virtual marathon. I will not raise $3,500 to run a virtual New York marathon. You know, I'll send the money to St. Jude that I have raised, which I have done for all these years since 2012, but I won't participate in that farce. But you know what they've done, and one of the things that was shocking to me and other people I've talked to, Matt and I have talked about it, and other people, that the churches, my God, the last stronghold, which should be a rock that we the people could stand on, the ministers should have stood up and shaked in their fists like the Black Road Regiment did in 1776. We had the War of Independence. When the colonies fought the War of Independence against King George in Britain, the Black Robe Regiment, the ministers were some of the most feared of the fighting men because they were so passionate, and the men would lead them through hell or high water when they had no shoes and it was snow and cold and freezing and baking sun. They would follow those ministers. Well, the ministers here have just went along. They're just like weak, man. They're sissies. And most of the churches that I know of, I used to be in the Southern Baptist Church. I can't think of a single church. You name me one. They've all been influenced to a certain extent, and the majority of the big ones have been infiltrated. So, yes, you're certainly right. They shut them down. And you know what? They really didn't have a hard time. And people talk about, you know, another thing they've done, they're openly attacking police. I'm going to shut this up in a minute. And this, you know how they've been, here's what the communists do. The playbook goes back to the 1920s. The charge of police brutality, what I've read, it's being heard across the nation almost every day. Police brutality. Some black thug comes in and shoots a kid in the head like he did about 2 weeks ago, where this black thug came out and shot a kid, a five-year-old kid, shot him with a pistol point blank and killed him. Well, if they try to wrestle that black down, they would say police brutality. You know, the cultural Marxists have been using that term, Monica. I'll go all back to the 1920s. Well, I hear the music, Monica. When we come back, I'll continue on my rant a little bit, and I'll turn it right back over to you. People, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name's Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We have Miss Monica Schaefer on, and we'll be right back to you in just 1 minute.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we're right back, and I'll tell you one more time that it's September the 12th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. We have a fellow white Christian warrior on. Her name is Monica Schaefer. She's paid the price. She's been locked into prison for denying the falsehood of the Holocaust. Monica has done that. Her brother Alfred is still in jail. And by the way, Miss Alfred, before I continue on my rant, how is Alfred doing right now? How's he holding up in prison?
Well, you know, it is absolutely just heartening and amazing to receive his letters, which no matter what they do to him, he is still in positive spirits, and he writes in a way that just is completely unbroken. Like, he is so strong, I'm telling you. I mean, it really is rough conditions now. So, for example, the visits with his wife have gone from 2 times 2 hours a month to 1 hour, and now they all have to be masked with a shield in between them, and they cannot hear a word from the other person because there are multiple prisoners. So the prisoners are next to each other, then there's this wall between them, like a plexiglass shield, full on, like it's not just, you know, below the neck level, it's way up, and then on the other side are all the guests. So you can hear the prisoners next to you much louder than you can hear the person you're trying to understand. So you basically, you know, you could sit there and look at each other and cry for an hour and not hear a word you're saying. So things like that, they are absolutely trying very hard to demoralize all the prisoners and that kind of thing. But I'm telling you, Alfred still comes through that and writes these letters in which he's also indicating the huge awakening. I mean, for sure, all the people in prison, the white people anyway, they certainly are all with him in their understanding of what's going on in the world. And he thinks most of the staff know, but they're basically having to do their job, although they do probably pick some of those staff people to be total jerks, because then after such a visit, what I've just described to you, they'll do the stripped-down search and check under, you know, in certain crevices of the body to see if his wife might have slipped a grenade under his testicle or something across the shield, you know? This is how it is. And then he gets solitary confinement because he did pull down his mask and refused to put it back up. He says, I have the right to breathe here. I mean, he's been in solitary confinement several times now for weeks on end because he absolutely refused to wear the mask. But then he still writes in a positive way and says, well, now I got a fantastic courtyard hour all by myself, and I got to just have all the fresh air in the world that I wanted and needed, because, you know, as soon as he gets to the courtyard, he rips that mask off his face and runs around and has a good time and doesn't have to be subjected to all the deafening noise of all the Africans and all the other people who are in there and can't understand a word they're saying. And he says it's like an African prison with German staff. It really is. Like, the vast majority are of darker skin, and is a glimpse into the future. And he says that a good cure for any of the two-legged worms, spineless worms, who are walking around still wondering if they're supposed to be a boy or a girl, they should spend a few weeks or days in that prison situation, and they will only be yearning for that which they have lost, and they will be yearning for another white face, and just, you know, be crying for that which has been lost. If we let this continue the way it is going, which we absolutely must not let it continue the way it's going, because that will honestly be the genocide of us, which is what they intend to do. And, you know, I just want to say we are in a war. Now, that, to those of us who have kind of opened our eyes and started to understand what's going on, it is so blatantly obvious that we are in a war. It is not a war of our choosing. And many people, perhaps most people, have no idea that we are in a war. And, if you are still kind of in the blue-pilled world where you just believe everything they tell you in the mainstream media, then of course you don't know we're in a war. You know, we don't have bombs dropping on our heads. And even just going back to what you said about the churches in our part of the world, they succeeded in doing what they did in Russia, except virtually. And yes, ministers and priests, they've gone along with this. They either are themselves so demoralized and programmed and indoctrinated that they don't realize what they're doing going along with this craziness, and they should have defied all these orders. They were the first to close down. They should never have closed down with this lockdown, you see. So we've lost the churches, and they are either infiltrated or led by the, you know, the people who are equally demoralized and indoctrinated as the general population, you see. So, you know.
Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yeah, I think, you know, it looks to me like the evidence shows that the church, the modern day church in the United States of America, has become what Revelation says in the New Testament, King James, as because of the horror of Babylon, this drunk on the blood of the saints. And I'm gonna throw something out there to these people that you love this ACLJ, the we call him the ACL gay. Listen. Jay Sekulo, that darling, the darling, especially the Southern Baptists, Lord have mercy, they love their Jew, Jay, they love their Jew, Jay Sekulo. He's supposed to be a converted over Christian, but he's just a big-time pro-Israeli guy. He thumps all day long. He's just a big pro-Jew, pro-Israel thing. Jay Sekulo just got through hiring Rick Grenell. I don't know if you know this or not. He's an open, a flaming sodomite. So Jay Sekulo has brought them into his ministry, if you want to call the damn whorehouse a ministry. And let's get this. This Rich Grenell, their beloved Trump, their precious Trump that's just, you know, leading the way for Christianity, the truth, and the American way, he hired the guy. He was the formerly the acting director of the National Intelligence. It's the highest ranking open homosexual that's ever been in the United States government. Also, Trump had appointed him to go out to reach out to the lesbians and the gay, the LGBT, and all these other degenerates, man. So people don't come and tell me about how wonderful Trump is. I've just about completely lost my faith in that dude a long time ago. But yeah, I will repeat that. I guarantee you, especially these Southern Baptists and these United Methodists here around in the South, supposed to be in the Bible Belt, if the government told them they would have to go out to the post office every Monday, every Tuesday, and bend over and take an enema because it would be for their own good, they would do it. And you know what they would do? They would bow down and kiss the feet of some Jewish rabbi. You know, just they would bow down toward Israel. I know I'm getting kind of worked up there, but I'm so sick of these crappy fake Christians and these fake ministers. They should have been the leading the way fighting this satanic crap coming down the road. Back to you, Monica. Exactly. I didn't mean to get so wild.
Exactly. No, we should be getting worked up, Eddie. There's nothing wrong with that. If we can't get worked up about this, I don't know what we can get worked up about. Anyway, you know, back to this war that we're in. It's not a war of our choosing, you see. And what is one of their primary weapons is this psychological warfare, which they have been conducting for many decades. And I would say that World War II, what they call World War II, did not end in 1945. The bomb stopped. The bomb stopped, but the war continued. And they carry on with the atrocity propaganda and the lies, the deceptions.
Monica, I'm going to chime in just 1 second. Not only that, did you know there were more German civilians killed, there were more German people killed after the war stopped from 1945, from April 1945 into 1947? There were more people killed, innocent people killed, than lost during the entire shooting war of World War II with Germany and the Allies. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Monica.
I'm so glad you brought that up. That is exactly true. Now, that's not something they teach the school children, do they now? And so,
No. Okay, so
psychological warfare. We know that they use lies to trigger wars, right? We know that there weren't any babies being thrown out of incubators before the Iraq war, or which one was that? But, you know, there's stories like that do come out relatively quickly, and, you know, the light of truth comes on that. And I think I'll have to continue this after the break. I can hear the music. Is that right?
Yes. You know what? Your ears are better than mine. I can barely hear it. But yes, you are absolutely right. People are going to a break. We're going to come right back to Miss Monica Schaefer.
Yeah. I'll continue with that.
She's been a political prisoner before. Her brother's still a political prisoner for defying these sons of the devil. We'll be right back, people. Hold on to your seats.
Your daily
Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Even as movie theaters, gyms, and salons are opening, and some states are allowing indoor dining, daily life in the United States won't get back to normal until at least late 2021, when a vaccine for COVID-19 could be widely distributed, according to the nation's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And despite the fact the president said we're turning the corner in a campaign speech yesterday, Fauci disagrees.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with that, because if you look at statistics, they are disturbing. When people will be spending more time indoors, and that's not good for a respiratory-borne virus, you don't want to start off already with a baseline that's so high.
A report published by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that adults who tested positive for COVID-19 were twice as likely to report having eaten at a restaurant indoors within the last 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lien properties? Or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax-Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax-lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax-liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple, you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Historic negotiations between the Taliban and Afghanistan's political leadership opened in Qatar, offering a great chance of peace after decades of war. The U.S. had hoped negotiations would start within 2 weeks of when it initially signed the peace deal with the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo attended the opening ceremony. He met with Taliban co-founder Mullah Abdul Ghani Bardar, who heads the organization's office in Qatar's capital, and the members of the Taliban negotiating team, according to State Department spokesperson Dale Brown. Oxford University says their trials of a coronavirus vaccine it's developing with pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca will begin again days after pausing due to reported side effects in a patient in Britain. The university says in large trials, it's expected that some participants will become unwell, and every case must be carefully evaluated to ensure careful assessment of safety. It says globally, over 18,000 individuals have received study vaccines as part of the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Well, Miss Monica, my day has been made by having you in here and by also having a caller that's evidently he's a fan of yours, Miss Monica. We have a caller who wants to ask you a question. His name is Jim, and he's from Arizona. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Monica. It's a pleasure listening to you. And it's you've really got a perspective on what's happening to our people and everything. But just quickly, how much longer does Alfred have to serve? Or how much longer is his prison term?
Yeah, thanks for that question, and thank you for your kind words. He is serving in total, I hate that word, serving. Who is he serving? But anyway,
four years.
I know. I just used it inadvertently because that's what they say. But 4 years is his sentence in total, and he has been in for just over 2 years. So technically, he won't be out until July of 2022. Oh my goodness. So anyway, he's always confident. He is confident that he's going to get out before that because this regime is tumbling down. The lies are tumbling. I mean, he has great optimism about that. Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's just a ball of fire, I have to say. And while we're talking about him, if people go to my website, there's the address where they can write letters to him. And my website is called freespeechmonica.wordpress.com. And Monica is with a K. So freespeechmonica.wordpress.com. And I have his address as well as some other political prisoners' addresses there. And while we're on this, you know, sort of a commercial, I guess you could say, another website I would encourage people to visit is truthandjusticeforgermans.com. That's all one word, truthandjusticeforgermans.com. That is, it says it right in the name what that is all about. We need truth and justice for Germans because they have been lied about. And just the fact that more people died after the open hostilities ended in 1945 than before, and I'm talking about German people, like Eddie pointed out before the break, millions died afterwards. Some people say, I think 13 million, something like that, after the war broke or officially ended. And part of that was through the forced the forced relocations of people having to leave their ancestral homelands that were their homes for hundreds and hundreds of years in what became then parts of Czechoslovakia and Poland and different parts of Eastern Europe. So that's, and then the death camps where many they called them disarmed enemy combatants instead of POWs, prisoners of war, so they renamed them so that none of the usual rules apply to them, and probably 1.5 million died there, and many people starved. And so this was all deliberate policy by the all lies, and, you know, to kill as many Germans as possible. In addition to how did most of the Germans who did die during the war, it was in the cities, women and children. This is a very deliberate strategy of genocide against the German people. That was the real Holocaust. Dresden, Cologne.
Yes.
Yeah. Firebombing. Yeah.
I was going to mention that it was the, it was another, you're commenting on it now, but the real Holocaust, or the Holocaust, I believe, was caused by the Americans and the British bombing the cities and just ending the food supply. I mean, I'm sure a lot of Jews died. I mean, I'm not, you know, but they died the same way Germans were dying, and that is of starvation and disease because of the so-called Allies were bombing the cities and civilians and food production and everything else. Nobody had it. Towards the end, there was no nothing to eat, it was scarce, and no medicine to treat some of the, diseases that were, prevalent and everything. So I think that they caused the Holocaust. That's just I'm late to the to awakening. But I'm waking up fast.
Me too. So. That's right. And, you know, here's another thing that I have learned quite recently. The BBC broadcast in German to Germany from the BBC in the UK during the war to demoralize the German people. They would make these fake broadcasts. And what happened is during the bombing raids, the Deutsche Welle, I think that's what they, or the German radio stations, they would stop broadcasting so that they wouldn't be signaling, this is the target, this is, you know, these are night bombing raids in large part. And so the BBC, they had this very, very powerful signal, and they had German people, German speakers, who had no accent, and they were making these fake broadcasts saying things like, you know, your leaders are abandoning ship and they're leaving the peasants basically to fend for themselves. Very, very demoralizing broadcasts, pretending this was the German broadcasters. This is the ultimate evil deception and how to demoralize people. So that's just an example. And before the break, I was bringing up how wars are triggered and started with lies, and most people do understand and know that, you know, there's lots of examples that are given, but why is it that most people cannot see that the deceptions and lies, I mean, they are just going throughout everything. And we, like I said earlier, we are in a war. It is a war against us, and it is not about choosing. You see, so
and it hasn't stopped, like you said.
Yeah, it has not stopped.
Just one more question to bring it back to the present day.
Yes,
I'm curious. Is there a how many Germans are really aware of the noble effort? I think that the Christianity was excuse me, just a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. Christianity started to go downhill after World War II. The Germans were the last best hope of saving our white Christian religion, and I think that's and they fought hard and nobly, and I think that's why they killed so many of them after the hostility stopped, because they were just resented the fact that the Germans were so they were good, and that's how I know Eddie and I share something in common. We were both in Vietnam, and so the whole world admires the German army. But anyhow, I went off on a tangent. I'm sorry. But today, Germany, what would you say how the population feels towards letting in all these immigrants? And are they starting to become nationalistic again? And, just recognizing that the white race is in trouble. There's a fair amount. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, thanks. I have to just go on what I am gleaning from, from some friends and patriots that and what they're saying. And also from, for example, what went on recently in Berlin, huge, huge demonstration against this, corona madness, lockdown and whatnot. And I think many of those people are waking up to, hey, what has been done to us? What is going on with this basically invasion of our lands? I do get the feeling that the awakening is happening. It is happening explosive. It's explosive. It's not just a line. It's a geometric curve, It just goes, once it happens, it's going to happen big time. And it's like a sleeping elephant going to rise up. And this has happened before. If you read some old writings through the centuries from German poets and whatnot, it seems like they go through this where, if life gets comfortable and basically people go to sleep, and then when they rise up, the German spirit, it is going to come up again, and let us just pray and, inject some good energy into that. We need that. We need that. And I mean, people from all over the world, the expatriate community, or the diaspora, I guess, all over the world of German people. That's, I think, where the awakening is very, very strong. And oh my goodness, we all need to. But it's the white race in general. It's the Germans who are the target of this war, but by extension, all whites.
Yeah. We got to go to a quick break, Monica.
Yeah.
Jim, thank you so much for calling in. You'll have to call again
sometime. My pleasure.
God bless you, Jim. We'll see you soon. We'll be right back, people. We got Monica Schaefer. We'll be right back.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom. and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, we're right back, and I'll give the date one more time just in case we have some old senile SOBs like myself out there. It is September the 12th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 2020. We're going right back to Monica. I would like to answer a few questions, a few comments. Our last caller, Jim, our former, he was a grunt. I was an old medic. We're brothers. But anyway, listen, I'd like to, Jim and the rest of the people to know, if you haven't listened to Blood River before, we did about 6 hours on the Holocaust. I say we, Miss Monica and Berta Voss, who is still living in Germany. Her people have been in Germany forever. You know, we did 6 hours debunking the Holocaust, probably about as good as anybody could do it on a show with a budget like ours. Also, he mentioned the bombing, the Allies bombing the crap out of the Germans. We had Dave Gehary, Paul English, and Tom Goodrich on a few weeks ago before we went to Zinc, Arkansas. Tom Goodrich, the excellent author. Rich knows him. Gene knows him. They've all read his work. He wrote a book, a documentary called Hellstorm. Well, yeah. He has had, with the help of Tom English has narrated, they have an audio book. You can go, you can get in touch with me, send me an email. I can tell you how to get the audio book on Hellstorm, the book that the caller just brought up. And there's even a video being produced by... who's the fellow? Tom English wasn't in charge of that, but we can get the information who did it from Dave Gehary. Dave Gehary has the publishing company. I can't remember the name of it, but if you want any one or all three of those products, let me know, and we will get those products to you. That alone, we'll go right back to you. Monica, go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, earlier you were mentioning this last word, if there was a law forbidding breathing, we would have to break that law, which, you know, I never actually connected that with what is going on now. And thank you for doing that, Eddie, for me, because it's true. That was in my last word at the trial in 2018. I compared the speech crime law, like the law which forbids you to say certain things about our history. Imagine they put into a law, they legislate our history. How can you do that? But they have done that, and they put people in jail for speaking the truth, basically. I mean, that's all they have left is the might of their force. When they don't have any evidence supporting their story, they can only just resort to locking people away, forbidding them to speak. So I compared that law with a law to forbid breathing, that if they made a law to forbid breathing, we would immediately break that law just to survive. And so that's what I said. We must break these laws that forbid speech to survive as a people. Now, isn't it interesting that now with this masking of us, it is so much more than, well, even if you believed their lies about some kind of a virus, first of all, it's complete bogus. You know, you have nurses that tell you that when they did their studies 40 years ago, they all learned that masks don't actually prevent germs or viruses or anything. So just put that, you know, in your little, in the back of your mind. But of course, the whole thing is a lie anyway, but they're so symbolic. They're muzzling us. In addition to, of course, being very unhealthy, they do reduce our ability to breathe. They reduce the oxygen that we get. So on all fronts, these masks absolutely must be resisted. And just do whatever you can to not obey these mandates, these rules, these bylaws. And I realize in some places they're hammering harder than in other places. But, you know, I have had the experience where going to my old hometown where they have a bylaw that everybody has to have a mask downtown, indoors and outdoors. And I walked into a whole bunch of shops and doors and without a mask, and basically nobody said anything except for one place. And they, at the door, there was somebody manning the door and said, oh, you know, you have a mask or you need a mask. And I said, oh, no, thank you. I'm exempt. It's bad for my health. Now, I don't have an exemption card or anything. I just said, I'm exempt. It's bad for my health. And the guy just, he would look startled and he waved me through. But, and then later a local guy that I recognized, he said, oh, how did you do that? He was all excited. And I just told him what I had said. And he was wearing a mask, but I would venture to say that was the last day that he wore a mask. You see, people, it just doesn't occur to people that we can just disobey these things. Now, I'm sure there's some people saying, oh, okay, that's easy for her to say, but where I live, they'll arrest me or they'll fine me. Well, I don't know if that's, you know, maybe in some places they are, but you can do other things. I mean, hang it on your ear and let it dangle or something, or cut a big hole in the middle of the mouth and nose area. And so it's very obvious that you're breathing freely, but okay, you're abiding by a silly rule or whatever. Use your imagination to go against their silly bylaws or laws with this, because sometimes that will actually work. They just need to see that you're wearing something and, you know, knit one with a whole bunch of big holes in it or whatever you want to do, or just don't wear one at all. I mean, I cannot overemphasize, we have to just go against these. You have to disobey these mandates. And Absolutely. That's what we have to do. And I just also wanted to talk. Sorry, go ahead, Eddie.
Okay. Go ahead. I was just going to say, go ahead. You go ahead. So let me know what you want to talk about first, because you are Miss Braveheart.
It's also following up from what we talked about, that, you know, we become agents of our own destruction, as they've written about in the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. And that's a direct result of all this psychological warfare, the lies, the deceptions, the demoralization. Take a look at the Black Lives Matter, these events and protests. Most of the people Bingo. There are white. Most of them are white.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So, you know, that segues right in what I was going to tell you, Monica.
Good.
I mentioned the police earlier. If you notice the war against police, the war against police was talked about by the Marxists 100 years ago. You know, in dating back to the 1930s and 40s, the communists in those days, they actually, get this, they actually developed courses, they published manuals, they even conducted tactical training classes for communists on how to terrorize and combat and assault attendees at freedom-loving pro-American Christian meetings. For instance, like Charlottesville, Rich, one of our guys, me, Matt, we all can tell y'all about that. And listen, they also emphasized a top priority on interfering with law enforcement attempts to keep Americans safe. And I heard this one of these black humans, if you want to call her human, congressman about 2 weeks ago, she actually said that law and order, having police protection, was considered a white privilege. They talked about this white, I'm going to shut up just a minute. They talked about this white privilege 100 years ago. And so the reason they want to get rid of the police is to so they can come, if they can either destroy the police or infiltrate them and take over them, take over the police. How would you like to have Antifa and Black Lives Matter manning the police. How would you like to have a police chief, a sheriff, a head of the state, a state police in your state? Black Lives Matter. That's what they want to do. They want to get rid of them. That's one of the main things, one of the main planks in their operation to get rid, to tear down our white Western civilization, which is white civilization. And that hinged, I forgot what you said to make me think about that, Monica, but go ahead. What do you think about that, the war on the police right now?
If they're saying that law and order is white privilege and the Black Lives Matter, I think we should rename that, and I've seen this somewhere, it's not my invention, burn, loot, and murder. Burn, loot, and murder. If that's what they're doing de facto, that is what is happening, is that the world we want? Well, I think in the case of those who are conducting this war against us, yes, that's exactly what they want. And everything is turned upside down. So not only is our history and the facts about what has actually gone on, it turned upside down. For example, the Germans, you know, they are accused of that which was done to them. But this whole scenario now is also turned upside down. It's a destruction mode. We're in destruction mode, like this Black Lives Matter, burn, loot, and murder. And going on about what you're, you know, to the police situation, they talk about police violence against blacks. Now, statistically, whites are more likely to be shot in an arrest that is for a violent crime. Like, I read this statistic somewhere. For every 10,000 arrests for violent crime, 10,000, for every 10,000 whites arrested, 4 will get shot in the altercation or killed. And for every 10,000 blacks in the same situation, violent crime arrest, 3 will be shot and killed. But those are the ones, if they happened at all, that they will be talked about 24/7 in the news media. But we all know that the ones that they really talked about, that was false flag. It was lie. You know, like, what did George Floyd die of? He died of a drug overdose. This actually did come out in the autopsy.
We're rapidly running out of time. I don't want to hurry you up, but you like, if there's any way you'd like to condense anything special you'd like to say, because we're just about out of time. I don't know.
Well,
go ahead.
To summarize or wrap it up, it's war against us, and we need to stand up and resist, and we need to learn that we are being lied to about everything. Everything is upside down. Do check out my website, freespeechmonica.wordpress.com, and the truthandjusticeforgermans.com. I would just say to people, please do whatever you can to resist this agenda that is being foisted on us. Don't wear the mask. Don't get the vaccine. Absolutely, we must stand up and resist. And this is a war. It's not of our choosing, but we are in it, and we better recognize it and fight back. And that's basically what I'd like to say. Thank you.
That's well spoken. That's very well spoken. I'll probably run out of time, but I'll read this. This was printed back in 1961 by the House Committee for Un-American Activities. They said, "This, keep in mind, this is 60 years ago, there will be more charges of police brutality that will be made every time and in every place in the United States where the communist stage or participate in a riot. Police forces everywhere." Well, that's it. Hey, I predicted that. Hey, I'm a clairvoyant. I knew where the time was going to run out. Well, thank you so very much, Miss Monica. It's been great having you back on again. We missed you. People, go back to the archives and listen to the 6 hours Miss Monica did, along with Barry DeVos on the debunking the Holocaust. Thank you so much, Monica. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you again, same time, same place, next week, God willing. And pray that we get enough money. Maybe we can even go to 3 hours before too long. Who knows? Thank you, people. Good night.